Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
Hello and welcome back to the Chattercate podcast, where we discuss media in the forms of reviews. I'm your host, Ranking Thomas Hughes, and today I'm joined by my good old pal, Mr. Always Change His Name Every 5 Fucking Minutes, Alex, aka Geeky Bear. Oh, full circle moment.
Full circle moment.
Full circle moment, yes. Back to Geeky Bear.
Circle of life, man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it wasn't Geeky Bear last... Last time it was obviously Bearpedic.
Arcadify,
yes, that was Bearpedic before that.
And then
Bad Quality Bears before that.
I changed it to Gotcha Geeky.
That was the one you messaged me about, wasn't it?
Yeah, and literally a day after I went back to Geeky Bear because I was like, Gotcha Geeky is such a stupid name.
And so we went from Geeky Bear to
So it went to Geeky Bear to
Bad Quality Bear,
then to Bearpedic, then Arcadify to Gotcha Geeky,
which never officially took off.
Yeah,
that's the unreleased one.
Yeah,
that's the unreleased
Gotcha
one.
Gotcha Geeky is basically my Twitch at the moment because I've got to wait 2 months
to change it back. And then obviously back to Geeky Bear. So you've gone through 4 names before returning back to that original name.
Yeah.
Full circle.
It was Geeky Bear.
I mean, it's easy enough for me to try and remember. It's the name I always knew you by anyway.
Yeah. I mean, everyone calls me Geeky or Bear, so, you know.
It's like, well.
It kind of just makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Just go, you know, fuck it, let's go back to the original.
Yeah.
Right, less name talking, more actual talking about what we're here for. Because today, obviously, this wasn't originally planned to go out this week, if I'm being honest with you. This episode is going out the week we're recording it, Alex. I was actually planning to release this early January, but I haven't had a chance to actually record an episode this week. So it's like, well, fuck it, this can go out this week.
I mean, the DLC is coming out on Wednesday,
yes.
So...
That's what my mindset was like, wait, I'm pretty sure the DLC is out this week, so it's like, you know what, fuck it, we'll do it the week the DLC is out, and that is, of course, we're going to be talking about Pokemon Legends ZA, obviously, which was released back in October, correct?
Yes.
Which is unusual for Pokemon, it's usually November, isn't it?
Yeah, it is normally November, because, like, Christmas sales...
I think the exception before this was Legends Arceus. Yeah, it was January 2023. Was it same year as Scarlet and Violet?
It was the same year as Diamond and Pearl.
No, it was a few months after.
But that's what I mean.
So that was I think it was my mindset saying 2023, but my heart saying 2024. My man is telling me no. So the exceptions seem to be the Legends games for releases.
2022. Yeah.
Fuck, it's been that long. So then Diamond was 2021 then.
January. Yeah.
Fucking hell. So it's been 2 years since we've had a Pokemon game. No, 3 years then.
No, we had Scarlet and Violet.
That was the same year though, wasn't it? That same year was the year after. Oh, fuck.
2022, November. So, yeah, we spent 2 years without a Pokemon game.
3 years.
Three, yeah.
Just shy of 3 years. Because obviously it got the month. So it was what? 2 years and 11 months.
Yeah.
Before we got not a brand new.
Main title.
Yeah, main title. It was obviously a spin-off title instead, which, as I say, you normally with that big of a weight, it's normally then the big title comes out.
But yeah.
Obviously, there have been no announcements whatsoever about a big title. Maybe Pokemon Day next year might get it. Who knows?
I mean, there's loads of leaks right now.
Yeah, loads of like rumors and stuff.
But I won't say anything. I'm being good.
So I reckon it more than likely, if they're going to announce when it will be, the next Pokemon Day. Because I think, didn't we expect it, like, this Pokemon Day just gone? Because obviously we did the video talking about it, and I'm pretty certain, like,
we expected something.
Yeah.
But we got this. I think definitely Pokemon Day next year will announce it, because I believe we'll probably get the main series game next year.
Yeah, because wasn't it, obviously it was the 2024 Pokemon Day where they announced this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When it was just that little teaser, wasn't it? Like, there wasn't much to it. It was like, just like, here's the announcement. This is what's coming next.
Yeah.
We're going back to Mega Evolution and all that sort of shit. And obviously that was it. But it was this year where they actually were like, here's what it's going to be.
Razzle dazzle.
So obviously they kind of saved it for the Switch 2. Let's be honest, they saved it for the Switch 2.
Yeah.
Because we both played the Switch 2 edition. Hayden's played the Switch 1 edition.
What a loser.
what a loser, even though she's playing out on my old Switch 1. but obviously, this is obviously, I think we're pretty hyped for it, for considering obviously it's the Mega Evolution part of the game, which obviously a lot of people love, because obviously Mega Evolution was really cool. And they've never been able to recapture that feeling again. Because I mean, we had Z moves, we had Gigantamax,
and then Terras.
Yeah, they've been trying to recapture that same feeling by having this.
But Megas are just,
I think, because that Megas that changed the form. Whereas if you look at,
Gigantamax did it
to an extent, but it's just the same. Yeah, but all it was let's go big. It's like,
let's go big and change a tiny bit.
See, Z moves is literally just, here's a move they do normally, but here's it like to the 100%.
Yeah, and you do a dance.
Yeah, and then you go ha ha ha, and then obviously you got obviously terrestrialize, whatever it's fucking called, which is just, we look like crystals now. Here's like a fucking
Chandelier hat.
Yeah, on top of your fucking heads. That's the one I was going with, because that's the one I remember from obviously my starter Pokemon, because him being the fire type, he had that little fucking candle on his fucking head. It's just like, it just it doesn't hit as hard. So when they're like, okay, we're going back to Mega Evolution, we're like, okay, let's see what they do with this. Because, Mega Evolution's fucking amazing. Hopefully they give some Pokemon that we want to see Mega forms. And honestly, I feel like a lot of the Megas this time around were very disappointing.
I don't know, because like I'm starting to fall in love with some of them.
I think there's some that are pretty decent, like not too bad. And I say to an extent where you can go, at first you go, but then as you play the game, you go, okay, I'm enjoying this more. Yeah. Like Totodile, for example. Obviously, when Feraligatr got its Mega reveal, I was like,
I didn't see that one until recently.
I think I saw it just before it came out, and obviously I think it leaked like all three forms, and I was like, all three look pretty shit. But
I really tried to avoid the spoilers.
I think it just like popped up on Facebook, and I was just like, oh, okay. It's one of those ones where you literally open Facebook first post, and like, well, I can't avoid that. It's literally fucking straight there, straight on my screen. It's not one of those where you scroll and go, oh, scroll, scroll, scroll. It's right there. Mm. Fuck, I can't do anything. It's loading. But yeah, it's one of those ones where I saw it, and I was just like, I feel like they could have done better. But as I've played the game, and obviously I've had Feraligatr as my main Pokemon, I was like, okay, it has grown on me a little bit. Like, it's not to the extent of it's my favorite Mega. It's probably not my favorite Mega in the game, obviously this game specifically. But I say it's definitely grown on me a little bit. But I think like there's still plenty in this one that I just look at and go, fuck me, that looks awful. Like this,
like the Starmie one.
That's just stupid as fuck. I mean, I like the running animation because I think that's hilarious. But I just think the idea of them going, let's make it bigger, have big legs, or like a picture is Patrick Starr in the big boots.
That's literally why I like it now, is because of the Patrick Starr in the stripper wear.
From the movie, yeah.
And that's all I picture. And then that's what's made me like it more.
So, as I say, it's one of those ones where I like the animation when it's like really, especially like when you first come up against it and obviously the battle. And obviously, it starts, it's just chasing after you. That I find hilarious because you just turn around and it's just there running after you. That I find funny.
Yeah.
But I think the overall design of it is just fucking basic.
Oh, yeah. It's
shit.
Stupid. Like, there's so many different things that they could have done.
Oh, absolutely. So I think one of my favourite ones possibly is Scrafty, is it?
Mm.
I like the little hoodie, like, it's just like hands in its pocket.
I mean, that's kind of you in a nutshell, really.
I think that one looks quite, obviously it kind of like fits the character it's with, especially obviously it's obviously the trainer who has the Scrafty throughout the game.
Yeah.
It definitely like suits that character. Its mega form does, and I say it just looks like it's kind of interesting because say obviously the whole thing with Scraggy is his trousers are always falling down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Always having to hold them up, fucking stop them falling down. And the idea of them going, okay, what if it's like, give him a little hoodie, put his hands in his pockets, you know. I think that's kind of like, that's probably like one of my favourite ones they've added.
I don't think it's my favourite one.
As I say, there's plenty they've added. As I say, there's plenty they've brought back. As I say, I just think, I don't know, I feel like it's been hit and miss, very more in the miss category, really, of the Megas.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously, when they obviously have been announcing the DLC ones, because obviously they've announced at least two, maybe three. I mean, Lucario looks fucking shit.
It's Hatsune Miku.
It looks absolute shit. Like, I agree with Hayden. The colour scheme looks really nice. That is fine.
Why does it have like a long fucking braid in front?
That looks absolutely, that just ruins the whole thing. That's what it can take sometimes. It's like one thing just to ruin the whole design. And for me, it is that.
My favorite Mega Pokemon was Mega Clefable.
See, here's me, because I don't remember all the looks off the top of my head. It's probably best if I Google. It's probably best if I Google, isn't it? Legends. Z. A Mega. Let's have a look. So, that's the one I like. Hawlucha. I like Mega Hawlucha.
Mega Hawlucha is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, obviously that's straight in my team as soon as I got it. It's one of those ones where, especially being like a wrestling fan, to see that upgrade, obviously in the masks design and all that, I was like, that is like really cool. That's like generally just like an actual. It makes him look even more like a luchador than he already was.
Yeah. I mean, Mega Drampa was pretty awesome as well.
Yes, I've got a couple. I think this one you're on about, if I zoom all the way in, I'm like, I can't really see because my fucking phone's a bit bright.
Yeah.
Hold on. If I can turn the brightness down, see if it works that way. See it?
Yeah, yeah.
That one. Okay.
That's the one.
I turn the brightness all the way down for that to work.
So I got a Clefairy early game, and then it just stayed on my team.
So I feel like...
I like Clefairy.
I found a better picture now of all what the Megas.
Because of its Japanese name of PP.
So I'm looking at these now, obviously this picture, if it stops moving. I thought fucking Dragonite wasn't very good, design-wise.
It's kind of... I've kind of liked it more now. The only one I don't really like is the Skarmory.
The gold one.
Dragalge and then Phalanx.
Phalanx.
The Phalanx one is funny.
It's Phalanx the one, it's like Mortal things.
Yeah.
The little balls.
Yeah.
I like that one. That was not too bad. I didn't
also,
mind that one.
I feel
one.
Like the more with Mega Zygarde as well.
Oh! I'd say, I think at first, when I first saw the Mega Zygarde, I wasn't that into it, but as I've used it more, I've definitely... enjoyed it a lot more.
See, I've not really used it that much.
So I'm looking at like different pictures here, there's different Megas, and I'm just like...
Barbaracle's horrifying.
Is that on this picture? I can't see if that's on this picture, and I don't think it... Oh, yeah, it is. Right at the top of the picture. Yeah, it's pretty horrifying.
Yeah.
So I just feel like they probably could have done better. And the thing is, I think it doesn't help that some of the Pokemon they've chosen for the Megas, you're just like, did that one really need a Mega?
Yeah.
Like, there's probably plenty more you could have gone, I would have preferred that one with the Mega Pokemon. And he's just like, you know, I think that's the problem. I feel like it's not just they haven't done well design-wise, they just haven't done well choosing.
Yeah. I mean, some of the Pokemon I can understand, like counterparts, like Glalie had one, so Froslass. I'm kind of disappointed that it didn't do Slowking.
They did Slowbro, didn't they?
They did Slowbro in Ruby and Sapphire. Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. It's kind of disappointed that they didn't do the other form, but...
It seems weird, doesn't it, really, though? The fact that they gave it Slowbro and not Slowking.
Mm-hmm.
Considering Slowking's the fourth evolution.
Yeah.
You would have thought they would have done that, rather than, I say, the mid-evolution. That seems like a weird one to give.
What do you mean, mid-evolution?
Well, actually, you need to...
It's a split evolution.
Yeah, it's a split evolution, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to... You have to give it a certain thing, don't you, to evolve into Slowking?
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was, top of my head. Yeah, because that's where I fucked up in the game. I accidentally fucking... Yeah. I evolved it without fucking giving it something. That obviously what you need to give. The crown, isn't it?
The King's Rock.
Yeah, King's Rock, that's it. And it was something obviously royalty related.
Three times I said the fucking word.
I couldn't hear you properly. I'm too busy listening to other noises going on right now. Because I can hear someone washing up, so that's distracting me a little bit.
She's fine doing a good job then.
But obviously, that's why I fucking forgot to give it, didn't I, when I fucking played the game. I was like, because obviously in the game, obviously I've got like an entire, like three sections of it. Obviously the boxes you have in Pokemon. That's just all the Pokemon that can Mega Evolve. I literally separate them from everything else. Like, this is the Mega Evolution part. So if I want, like, I can just like nit and pick and go, okay, I want this one on my team now. I can Mega Evolve this one. So that's what I did. And obviously, I remember obviously trying to sort out that one, and I fucking...
Yeah.
I evolved it all the way, and obviously, I was like, okay, oh shit, this doesn't work for it. Oh shit. So I had to go and recapture a Slowpoke to go and do it.
Yeah.
So I ended up having like multiple Slowpokes to try and get it to the next level. Because I fucked up.
With Slowking, you have to give it the item and then trade it.
Yeah, because that's why I had to. I think I traded it for Halen. We had obviously multiple. Obviously, the trade ones, and we was literally trading them back and forth. So she was getting, obviously, the one I had, I was getting the one she had, and it was like, there you go, it's done.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about local play. You can just...
Yeah, I didn't really have that.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
So I had to
get the online.
We got pretty lucky.
Yeah, I had to get the online and then have to trust people.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. So I got lucky for the fact that I don't have to worry about that. Yeah. We just had to, we could trade between us. I mean, I could screw her over.
I will be trading with you and battling you when I come up.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. Well, that's a good thing. Local play?
Exactly.
We don't have to worry about online play because I don't fucking have online yet. That's another thing, really, with this game. I feel like where they're kind of fucked up. Like, locking Megas behind online play.
Yeah.
Specifically, the starter Pokemon from that, obviously, the original game.
Yeah, it's locking, stupid.
Locking that behind online play was just really stupid. It's like, it's literally forcing you to go on, to buy online, which, bear in mind, with Nintendo, isn't cheap.
I mean, they did give you a free 7-day trial.
There's nothing in mine.
Oh, isn't there?
You said that, and I was literally... I looked through Hayden's. There's nothing in there about that.
I haven't looked through mine.
There's literally nothing in here about a 7-day free trial. I've literally fucking...
Maybe the person I saw that from was just bullshitting me.
More than likely, because I think I saw that online as well. And I literally saw... When you mentioned it to me, I was like, oh, I'll have a look. I looked for mine. I was like, nothing in there. I went to Hayden. I was like, give me your case. Fucking look for her. I was like, you got literally the exact same thing in my yours that I have in mine. And these are from two different places. Mine's from the actual Nintendo store. Hers is from Smith's, I think it was. Because obviously her pre-order bonus, like, stickers. Some, like, mega stickers.
Oh, that's cute.
That's why she got it. She got, like, a mega Lucario sticker and stuff like that. Basically, there's not as cool as, like, our pre-order bonus, which was, like, a fucking statue.
Yeah.
Which you will know. Reveal.
I haven't taken it out of the plastic yet because I don't want to break it.
To be fair, mine's been out of the plastic and mine's fine, so.
I just don't trust myself.
But fair enough. I mean, I've got fucking the two Charizard statues as well, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, also out the plastic. And then, obviously, the little pin set, which was pretty cool from the edition I had, which are really nice. And a nice little pins, to be fair. But yeah, obviously, as I said, locking stuff like that behind online play is just pure greed, really.
Yeah.
Because I say, for the fact that it's the starter Pokemon as well, so Greninja, Delphox,
Chestnut.
And Chestnut, that's the one. Obviously, for the fact that they're the ones you start with in the original X and Y game, the fact that they're then locked behind this paywall is ridiculous. Because, you can get the other starter Pokemon you can get from that region, which is obviously the fucking Gen 1 starters. They're in the game. There's no problem about that. Obviously, you have to buy the Mega Stones for them. You have to buy the fucking Mega Stones, which aren't cheap in the game. But that's I'm okay with that because that's stuff you earn in the game anyway.
Yeah.
But for the fact that literally, they're not like the best for the Megas, for the starters. I mean, Greninja's literally just upside down on top of a fucking giant shuriken.
Yeah. I think Delphox won with that one. Same as Chestnut.
So, because the joy did with Greninja was go, okay, upside down, giant shuriken.
Yeah.
You couldn't think of anything better than that. Problem is, they outdid themselves because they already did the Ash Greninja, didn't they? Back in the... Back when they first did the redesign.
Make that the fucking Mega.
I'd say that could have easy. They could have easily just catered that as it.
Yeah.
Or maybe just slightly updated it. I'd say it was kind of just like a bit weird, like just putting it upside down. I don't think there's not a picture on the back of this. And obviously then on top of that, obviously the worst thing about it, because obviously you kind of have to buy the yearly subscription for the online feature, for the fact that it's like once a month they're putting out this Mega. So back when I think it was back in November, I don't think it was October when it first came out, I think it was November, wasn't it? You had a couple of weeks to get Greninja, then you had a couple of weeks to get, obviously, Delphox, then you had a couple of weeks, obviously, the current one, I believe, is now Chestnut. And then there's the fourth season, which they're doing.
When the DLC comes out, it'll be Baxcalibur.
I feel like, just locking that behind is... Then again, it kind of sums Nintendo up, I'm being honest,
Oh, yeah.
They're definitely trying to milk as much money out of you as physically possible.
Yeah, I ended up buying the year one. Just because, like... One, it gives me more games to play on my Switch. Mm. And two... I have no local people.
So if you wanted to complete the Pokédex, you'd have to go that way, that kind of makes sense. I've got it on my wish list. Obviously, I was looking at it and I was like, obviously, I'd have to get online for me and Hayden. So I'd have to get the family one.
The family one would probably be better.
But obviously, I was like, can I really be asked to fork out like 50 plus quid?
Yeah.
For the fact that I don't really play my Switch that often. Like, I played it the other day because I did the Mewtwo quest line, which took me fucking 10 minutes, 15 minutes if that. Bro,
that Mewtwo was fucking evil, man. I got it down to like a slight HP. I had a Sableye out and I was just throwing Premier Balls at it and it just would not get in it.
Yeah, I think I had to have gone through about fucking 15, 20 Pokeballs just to try and catch it.
The thing, I was watching Austin John and he gets it in like 3 balls and then there's me. I started with like 180 something and I was down to like 30 and I was just like, you know
what? The worst thing about it is the fact that fucking the obviously the text that comes up after you, it like kicks out. And obviously, obviously, if you knocked it out, it's like, oh, you need to capture this. And I was like, what do you think I'm fucking trying to do? Do you think I'm purposely just trying to fucking knock this motherfucker out? I mean, I'm getting to the point that I want to. Yeah. I mean, I had the same problem with fucking the other one.
Yes, I did.
No, Velto I had that problem with. Xerneas was pretty easy for me. The other quest line they recently added.
Beyonce.
Yeah, that one that kept kicking it constantly. And again, it was like, oh, no, we need to capture that. And I was like, I'm fucking crying.
Oh, I didn't really have much problem with that one. Or Yveltal.
So, Xerneas was the only one I had. Easy. Just the others just kept kicking it out. And I say that it was pissing me off because they kept saying to me constantly, you need to catch it, not knock it out. And I was like, I don't think I'm trying to do it. I throw the Pokeballs multiple times and it's awake and it kicks out to the point of you can't physically throw a Pokeball anymore. And then it's like, you have to knock it out to fucking go again. And it's just like, it was fucking, I was there, I think I might have did it early hours of Sunday morning, I think it was. Because I just woke up and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'll go on it and try and do it. Because I do like the fact that they are adding these pre-extension quest lines, which gives you a mega Pokemon.
It's been a while since we've had like an actual quest to get the Pokemon. Even though it's not a lot, it's still better.
Yeah, I know. It's only like a fucking 5-10 minute quest, if that. And I'm only saying fucking 5-10 minutes. That's mainly because they fucking keep kicking out consistently. I know it's not a lot, but I admit that it's nice to get, obviously, especially when it's the mega Pokemon that we know exist, that we've had before, for the fact that they weren't in the base game, for the fact that they're doing it this way, going, okay, to keep you interested, and then again, we'll give you a little quest line. That quest line will bring you this mega, say, the Deoncé one, which is a nice little one, and then now they've done Mewtwo. And on top of that, at least with the Mewtwo one as well, it gives you both X and Y. It's like, okay, you choose what you want to use. Do you want to have it Mewtwo X? Do you want it Mewtwo Y? But the fact it does that, I will give them credit for that. That is the one bit of credit I will give them. That's them not being stingy, because they could have easily locked that behind the online paywall or DLC paywall. It could have all been locked away behind stuff like that. But the fact they're giving it for free, I'll give Nintendo a little bit of credit here. But I say,
you get a tiny little bit of respect.
I feel let's talk about the gameplay, because we've talked a lot about obviously the megas and the paywalls and shit. Let's talk about the actual gameplay of this, because obviously this is new gameplay. It's not your basic Pokemon gameplay of just sitting there getting your little fight button, bag button, runaway button, and having to click stuff there. It's none of that. It's literally,
you have to do stuff.
Yeah, you have to run around, spam moves. There's a lot more to it than there was. And that's what I will say, that's my favorite part of this game, really, is the new gameplay.
Yeah, you haven't actually move around to actually dodge if you want to.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite part about this game, really, is its updated gameplay for fighting mechanics. I know online, obviously, it's like a battle royale, basically. Like, it's all, you're multiple people. It's a
what if, free for all, isn't it? 1v1v1v1.
Yeah, so basically a free for all, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
pretty easy to actually get the Mega Stones. It's literally like one or two battles.
Yeah, I have heard, obviously, it's pretty simple. Obviously, once you complete a battle, you'll get, obviously, because it's like, it gives you little other things you can get points from, doesn't it? It's like Mega Evolve, knock out a Pokemon and use a fire move, what, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, it gives you like basic stuff like that, which is you can pretty simply do, and you can get the points, quickly level up and get to the next level, get your Mega Stone, get the next Mega Stone, blah, 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 blah. But obviously, I haven't experienced that because I haven't got the online feature just yet. But obviously, the basic gameplay of the base game, I say that is kind of what drew me to this. And that's where I say I've had a lot of enjoyment with. So it's something different than just sitting there, as I say, just clicking. Obviously, yeah, you're doing the same thing essentially, clicking fight, choosing the moves you want to move. It's still that. It's still Pokemon at its core. But then you've got the, as I say, especially with the wild stuff when you're doing the alphas and that, you've got to keep moving. You've got to keep ducking and dodging or else you get knocked out. So that's it's still got the Pokemon battle system at its core, but it's got, I say, this new moving around feature, which does make certain battles more interesting.
It took a while to get used to it.
Yeah.
Like, I say a while, I mean, like, wasn't as long as, like, I'd say Legend ZA, not ZA, Arceus.
Yeah.
With the like the throw in and all that, but I mean, it is pretty good because like I didn't put the game down until I played it all day when I got it, literally from as soon as I got it, played it, and then the next day I was on it all day, and it was like kind of addicting, just because it was different.
Sorry, I can hear laughter. I was listening to you, I was like really invested in this conversation. All I could hear was like someone laughing, just like that. Just like that. But yeah, let's say, I obviously played it. Was it a Thursday it came out? Was it a Friday?
I think it came out on the Thursday, but if you ordered it, it came on the Friday.
So, cause I think I played it till the Saturday, and obviously I did the recording on it.
Yeah.
And I didn't really put many hours into it like Sunday onwards. I mean, it got to a point when I was taking it to work, and I was like fucking use my half hour break at work to bash through.
Yeah.
Particularly the when you have to obviously the battle the mega Pokemon, the rogue ones.
Yeah.
I was taking it to work and I was bashing through them when they were coming up. I mean, even like the post game stuff when I was doing that, I was using my break at work just to fucking play through fucking as much as that as possible.
Yeah.
But as I do admit, obviously, there were times when I was playing it for a good little while. Because it is interesting. Yeah, it's not the best of the Pokemon games. But it's still a fun, interesting game. And so there's a lot to it. Even though it's a smaller map, which obviously is a one complaint people made. It's
like,
still
it may be a smaller map, but
there's still a lot to do.
They've got so much in it. Like I'd rather have a small map
and loads
and
to
it
do.
Be chock a block of stuff than a big map with it being empty.
And so because that's the thing, if you look at Arceus and this, obviously Arceus was a much bigger map to go around. But the whole thing with Arceus is mainly just catching the Pokemon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas this, there's all missions and there's loads of missions. And so there's the wild zones you can collect the Pokemon in. So you literally got the same. You got the Pokemon game at the core there, the wild zones, going in, collecting Pokemon and whatnot. But then on top of that, you've got these missions. You've got so many to do to bash through, which is so fucking cool. Because that's what adds more time to your runtime. I think I worked out, possibly, I think I did like altogether my entire playthrough, doing everything. It took me over 20 hours, which I feel like is a decent amount of time, really.
I think mine took me about 37, but that's because I was also exploring and everything in between.
I think off the top of my head, it was like 26 hours for me. 26, 27 hours, something along that line. When I first finished the game, without obviously doing the two missions they added later on.
But
I feel like that's not bad, for the fact that you got the catching the Pokemon, the story, the post game stuff, and all these missions to do. Despite the fact that it is this much smaller map, it's still chock full of stuff to do. Yeah, these missions might be basic as fuck. Like, can you trade me this Pokemon, and I'll give you
a Heracross.
Or I'll give you a fucking Galarian Slowpoke in return. I thought I'd do the Slowpoke one for you. Yeah, but like that's like, can you give me your normal slowpoke and I'll give you this one? Like something as simple.
Just outside of the fucking like the zone where slowpoke is, and I'm like, bro, just fucking walk there, man.
Or even bring it up because she said it killed you. Can you collect this alpha Magikarp for me? Because obviously it's bigger than my one, and it's like, can I keep it? Although you can actually say, no, fuck you, I'm keeping it myself. But it's stuff like that. It's basic missions, but end of the day, it's a kid's game. You're not going to have these complex missions to it.
Yeah.
So it makes sense having these, it's like just basic bitch ideas of catch this Pokemon, give me this Pokemon, beat me in a battle. Like stuff like that. It's never going to be super complex, and you don't kind of want it to be. You want it to be, it's a kid's game, it's Pokemon, it's always going to be a simple mission. There may be some that are kind of a bit more annoying, like it's like, use your fucking Raichu to beat my Alolan Raichu. You got to make sure it's fucking leveled up. You got to fucking go around leveling that bastard up. Or
the Pikachu versus Pikachu one.
That's the one I was about to fucking say. You have to go around leveling up the Pikachu to then go battle this Pikachu. Yeah. And I mean, I have to Google sometimes, like, this is the best move to use against. I'm like, okay, I'll go get this move attached to it.
I just kept doing it.
I did it a couple of times and kept dying. I was like, this isn't working. And it's like, if you give it the same move it's attacking you with, and use it just after it's used it, you're obviously also use it as it's using it. So when it uses it, you're then instantly using it. It can't hit you, but when it respawns, you hit it instantly. It's like, okay, yeah, let's do that.
I know what you're on about, and that is fucking you cheater.
Was it Dig or something stupid like that?
Yeah.
When as it goes to use Dig, you dig at the same time, and you'll hit, obviously, it'll hit first, but won't actually make contact because, you know, it there's nothing there for it to hit, but then you can burst it out and fucking hit it. And then just start spamming every other move. And if it chose to use dig again. I was like finding like strategies of the best ways to approach these like situations. And
yeah,
I was like, okay, let's do this. But as I say, I don't mind them not being like big, long missions, or as they being these highly complex ones.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be. It just needs to be simple enough like something you'd find in an actual Pokemon. Like, what's that one? There's one where it's like capture the flowers. Where it's like get one of each colour. Yeah. And basically you'll unlock colour schemes
different hairstyles.
Yeah, hairstyles, wasn't it?
And then there's one that's like battle me with a certain Mega Evolution Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then you'll get different eye contacts.
So on top of that as well, then you've got these like restaurants you can go into and just do battles. Like, yeah. There's still, you can do a lot of battles there. And that's pretty cool. So let's say, again, small map, but there's so much to do. I still think my favourite mission is probably the Furfoo League.
I haven't finished that one just yet.
Oh, you know, that's probably my favourite one. Just for the fact that you go into these different places, they've got all different Furfoos, obviously different design ones. You have to beat them all, then you have to go, obviously that's the Elite Four of Furfoos. And then you have to go battle the...
one, like a shiny one, isn't it?
You have to go battle the champion who's got, like, again, multiple Furfoos. And it's like, I feel like that's my favourite one just because it was obviously, it's taken that old Pokemon core battle system of, obviously, final battle system, sorry, obviously, of the Pokemon League, and going, okay, what if it's that, but with fucking Furfoos? That I found hilarious and pretty cool. So that's probably my favourite of the random missions, obviously, you can find. Mm. But I say, it's not the best Pokemon game, but I feel like there's enough content there to keep you invested. I say it's got enough content, it's got new unique gameplay. I feel like that there alone is enough to keep you invested in this, obviously, game. And on top of that, it's set after X and Y.
Yeah, it's 5 years.
Something like that. Obviously, before I first played it, my mindset was it's a like Arceus, it's a prequel, and I was like, wait, no, this is not a prequel, this is a sequel. Obviously, because it's interesting, then they carry on from where the story sort of left off with certain characters,
yeah,
and you get to see characters from that game much older, So there's a lot here to draw you in to keep you invested.
There's only like three characters that we see again.
And so there's obviously characters that you see obviously all grown up, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Because literally, they could have literally just not had them.
Oh, yeah. I wish there was more, because like we only see three. Four in the DLC.
Mm.
But yeah, wish we got to see more.
And so my favorite thing is people question like what happened to Clement, because obviously his whole gym's just gone.
That's literally what I was just said. Like, what happened to the gym?
What happened to all the gyms?
Yeah. Fuck them.
Then again, actually, it would be one gym, because it's obviously you're just in the one city, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, as I say, what happened to Clement? Clement dead? Yep. He lost his gym, so he ended his suffering.
Yeah.
He went out and got killed by Alpha Magikarp.
Yeah, who would die to an Alpha Magikarp? That's so fucking.
I don't know. All the Pokemon that died, especially the Alphas, like Alpha Magikarp.
Yeah.
I still find it funny, like, when you're walking across the bridges and the Magikarps just jump flying out and start flopping on the ground. It's like, dude, you. I just want to kick you back in the water. I feel bad for you.
Can you breathe?
Yeah. Are you okay down there? See, because it's the exact same with the fucking piranhas, isn't it?
They just fucking chase you, man.
Yeah, that's in the slowpoke area as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're the slowpoke's at the top, and you got the fucking the water Pokemon down the bottom, and they come just jumping out at you. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I think the best thing about this game is some of the memes you've got from it in terms of people like releasing these little clips. Like when it's like the getting chased by, I think that was one I remember, was getting chased by like a mega hound, not mega houndoom, but obviously the alpha houndoom.
Yeah.
And they're running ahead, and their starter Pokemon, I can't remember which one it was, it might have been Totodile actually, is all the way behind, right just in front of it getting chased. It's like, yep, R.I.P. I think the best thing that ever happened to me, the what caught me off guard and made me laugh like hell / freak out, was I got chased by, it was one of the ones that can dig. I can't remember which one off the top of my head it was, but I remember escaping the zone. I remember laughing my head off, being like, thank fuck for that. And the fucker just burst out behind me. I'm like, oh shit!
Oh, like, Prucadile, was it?
Yeah, I think Bunnelby might have done it as well with me.
Yeah.
I think that might have been my recording. In the first zone, Bunnelby jumped out, obviously, after I escaped, and then just like.
And then fucking poofs.
Yeah, and I say, it happened to me a couple of times. And I was just like, oh, like, I'm literally fucking, I say with the big ones as well. I was like, I usually stand there for a bit going, you're right, mate. You need to get back in there. Need some help, dear. And then you say this, go, poof. You're like,
yeah.
The fuck? But I say, I do like the alphas in this. I like going around with like the much bigger version of the Pokemon. Like I said, my Hawlucha is an alpha Hawlucha.
See, I did like to go with the alphas, but then I've just like started going with the regular size because they used to get stuck in the doors.
Yeah, that is one of the annoying things, really, is when they get stuck. I mean, the amount of times I've had Xerneas there and I've gone into somewhere and I've turned around and he's there just trying to fucking like walk through like a fence gate. I was like, fuck, I have to fucking get you back, respawn you. But yeah, no, I think Mega, obviously alpha wise, I think it's just Hawlucha I've got in my team that's an alpha. Just because I say, fucking big boy Hawlucha, and then when he goes mega, it's fucking mega big boy Hawlucha.
My main problem with the game was that I had to kind of convince myself that I don't need to have an entire team of mega evolving Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I literally had like a mega evolution for like every slot apart from one, which was my shiny Go-Goat.
I think I said the same with you. I said I had like one slot that was like non-mega, which was, I think, Machamp at the time I sent you.
I thought yours was Tyrantrum.
Tyrantrum at first, then it went with Machamp.
Okay.
Sticking with the ground types. Yeah, mine was
just a Go-Goat.
Yeah, I think in the end, I think I ended up with two that weren't megas.
Yeah.
And that was Xerneas, I believe it was, and Umbreon.
Oh, okay.
Gotta get an Eevee evolution in there somewhere.
Yeah. I didn't use any Eevee evolution.
And those are the only two that aren't Megas in my team. Everyone else is a Mega. I mean, obviously I've got Fradigator, Zygarde, Hawlucha. What was the other one there off the top of my head? Houndoom.
I had Mega Emboar, Slowbro, Clefable.
I can see the cogs moving, trying to remember. He's struggling.
Yeah, I can't remember the other ones.
He's struggling.
I literally sent you the photo of them.
Yeah, you did. But yeah, no, I would say I agree. At first, obviously, I had like an entire team of ones that could Mega Evolve.
Yeah.
I started switching in ones that I was like, well, I don't need like this entire team. I can get away with just like one or two Megas. I was like, I do obviously like certain obviously Pokemon. I was like, well, I may as well have this Pokemon that I like in the team. There's no point just going, oh, I may as well go around with all Megas. Because I don't like, obviously, I might have a preferred one that isn't a Mega. Like at one point, I had Tyrantrum.
Yeah.
In my team. And I was like, I like that Pokemon. I mean, I've literally got on my shelf to the side of me, I've got an actual, the big figure of Tyrantrum. Next to my Tyrantra, which obviously can Mega Evolve. Obviously, I like that because it's a T-Rex. Especially, I don't know if you've done that mission in the game when you speak to the movie director. Have you done that one?
Yeah.
Have you done the one where it's obviously the...
Yeah.
When he obviously is like stomping around, it's all very scary and it's like, he's a big softy at the end. Yeah, that one, obviously, that fucking mission was hilarious. I mean, all of them works. The guy's like, let's make horror movies out of all this, and every single time they're just like pushovers. It's the fucking, it was the Carnivore, was it, or whatever it's called, the Piranha one.
So it was like, you start with a Carvana.
Yeah, and it was like, it's like, oh, they're not scary by themselves. And you say, yeah, it was Trevenant. And then it was Tyrantrum, was it?
Yeah.
It's like each one, like, oh, it's super scary. They look so scary, but in reality, they're big fucking softies.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's the thing. It's one of those ones to say, yeah, it'd be cool to have like an entire team of Megas, but
yeah,
I say you'll always want to have a Pokemon in there that, if they're not Mega, that you absolutely love. I say I like Machamp. Machamp was in my team at one point. I like Umbreon. Umbreon to my team there.
Slowpoke's my favorite, so you know Slowbro of course is going to be on it.
Mm.
The only reason why I got Go-Go on there was because it was literally my first shiny Pokemon.
Yeah, so I think I only caught like a couple of shinies.
It was before even finding out about the stair, like shiny spawning rate thing. Going up the stairs, just like literally just keeping your controller going one way, and it just go up and down, and then it'll just reset the shiny spawns.
So I think the only shiny I really caught was the fucking the little lobster looking thing.
Oh yeah,
I literally just caught that, and I was like, that looks different, I swear. That's like, that's not the normal looking motherfucker. And I think I already had a normal one in my team, obviously in my box as well. And I looked at it, I was like, yeah, it's different now. It's like, oh, okay, cool. I caught a shiny. I was like, okay.
Wow.
I was just like, that looks like weird. That looks different. My brain at the time didn't go, hey, shiny. I was just catching shit. Because obviously, the little missions that obviously you get. And it's like, you need to like do so many battles, do so many, obviously, again, that's more content for the game. These little missions you have to do to get like a reward when you level up. Which obviously when you get to the end, it's like, you need to complete like fucking so many battles to get the final reward.
Yeah. Did you do it?
That's more content as well. That's more things to do.
Like, I think all Pokemon games should have missions.
Yeah.
Because it keeps you playing longer, and it makes it more fulfilled.
Even if there's like gym battles or like the obviously some games equivalent to gym battles, even if they're in the game, like stuff in between that, like not just like story missions, just like random side missions. Like, oh, it's an NPC over here, like a general normal game. It's an NPC over here. Let's go talk to him. Here you go. Oh, we have a mission for you. Go. There's a Pokemon going wild over here. Go beat it and catch it before it causes any damage to people and itself. Like something like that. Something simple.
Yeah.
That's more content. It's like a couple of those and like in between like these two like towns you've got to go to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got the areas where you can catch Pokemon, but on top of that, there's little missions here to do. I mean, there's sometimes to an extent, there's like tiny ones, like there has been in the past, like when you got to like move fucking certain Pokemon out the way and shit like that. Like, there's loads blocking this area. You can't go this way. You need to eventually learn the move to go block them. I mean, to an extent, that's one of these missions before they're actually a proper icon mission.
Yeah.
But I do agree to the idea of each Pokemon game having a lot of side missions as well, just to up the
runtime. Or at least
a way to
identify where there is one, because in normal Pokemon games, like, I don't really talk to anyone. I'd literally just beeline for, like, the end.
Yeah, so basically just have icons on the map, like this game has, to say, here's a mission for you.
Exactly.
I can agree to that, yes. I said, there's plenty of games I've played where you have to kind of like search out for the missions, and that can kind of be a bit annoying. Yeah. I mean, Ghost of Yotei, for example, which I recently played, that has some missions that you kind of have to go to a certain area, and then you'll find it there. Obviously, you speak to someone, they'll give you it. It's just like, well, if I didn't Google that specific area where to find this mission, I wouldn't have found it. I would have probably just given up. Just did it on recording, actually. I was like, oh, I want to play this one mission that I know is in the game. Had to Google the exact place you need to go for it. So that's what I did. But so I do agree, like, a nice little cheeky icon on the screen would do the job for you. Or even, like when you're in a town, obviously a certain town, like, you'll speak to someone there, like, it'll tell you to speak to someone there, and they'll, like, pinpoint all these in the middle. Like, oh, I've heard about this, and this in this area. Maybe you can go look into this. And then you go there, and there's people there you have to speak to. Like, something like that. Something simple. I say it's a kid's game. That makes sense to have icons. I just think, like, overall, like, it's not a bad game. It's not as bad as, like, a lot of people...
I'd
made
say
it out
better
to be.
Than some of the games that we've been getting.
I say it's not as bad as people have made it out to be, because I'd say a lot of people made it out to be like really trash.
Yeah,
because of, I say, the graphics not being these
it's
incredible
a
fucking.
Game, you don't play for the graphics.
People are complaining about it. It's not this incredible fucking looking game. Like, oh look, this building looks like it's just a fucking still image. What it fucking is?
You can't see through the windows.
I'm not playing Pokemon to fucking see through a fucking window.
Exactly. You don't play Pokemon for the graphics.
I'm not being a peeping Tom in a Pokemon game. Hello, anyone in this building?
Yeah, you don't play for the graphics, though. You just play for it being a Pokemon game.
And obviously, it's like when people moan about like the shops, when obviously it's just like it's just like a little menu and shit like that. It's like you can't actually go into this building and that. It's like, the idea is it's meant to be like futuristic. That's why you can see these holograms on the outside. So it's meant to be a futuristic place. It probably would cut out a lot of the middle people, i.e. the workers. Oh no, the machines are taking over. But
one place I did have, though.
What?
Why is there a peephole in the bathroom?
What?
In your room, when you first start and that, there's a peephole for the toilet.
I don't think I ever went into the bathroom and
you can't. But
the
door.
You mean on the door?
Spy hole.
Maybe if you're inside and someone's knocking the door, you can have a look through. But then again, why the fuck would someone be inside your room? That's not you.
I saw that and I was like, what the fuck?
I know you're about. I know you're about now. Yeah. The looking glass, basically.
Yeah.
What you'd find on a front door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're on about in there. I also agree with that.
I remember thinking on your thing, and I was like, yeah.
But yeah, I say it's obviously there's a lot of complaints about this game. Certain things like graphics, the small map. But as an overall game, it's not bad. It's not a bad experience. It's fun. There's a lot to do. It's got a nice story to it.
Yeah.
So there's a...
It's a really shocking ending as well.
Yeah, it's quite a dark ending.
And you're just like, Jesus.
I say, I mean, it's a lot to... I mean, it's quite funny at times. I mean, the bit that always cracked me up during the final part, spoiler alert here for people, when obviously you're having to go with certain people to certain areas. You're battling through the city, but you're going with like, oh, I'll stop, I'm battling with these two at first, then I'm going to these ones, and you're taking out the rogue.
You can be on the ladder.
The ladder, yes. When they're like, sir, it's too short. I've got this. It's just like they make this human ladder. That bit always cracked me up. It's just about like, he's just like, you know what? If my people are doing this, I'm on this too. And he just makes this massive human ladder. I'm just like, for fuck's sake. Like, that just cracked me up.
And if you keep falling off, he'll complain. And like,
oh, does he? Oh, I've never done... I literally just went straight up. I didn't realise that. But yeah, no, so there's a lot of, there is a lot of humour to this game in the story. It's like, there's a lot going for it. I think there's a lot more going for it than there is negatives.
Yeah.
I say, yeah, it'd be cool if they upgraded the graphics at some point for Pokemon, especially since on the Switch 2 now. It'd be cool if they, as they up the graphics a little bit. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we had, like, Breath of the Wild graphics.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to complain about it.
So it's not, I feel like as long as it does its job of being a Pokemon game, you can kind of get away with it. You know what I mean? It doesn't need to be, say, Breath of the Wild level of graphics. It doesn't need to be like Red Dead Redemption 2 or God of War style of graphics. It's a Pokemon game. I mean, even when they went from like the handheld, obviously the DSs and whatnot, to the Switch, there was an upgrade there in terms of obviously the look of it because it was more open world and shit like that. But you know what I mean? It wasn't like out of this world, like graphics. It was still like, it's better looking, but it's not fucking like amazeballs. It's like it does its job. I say, they've gone from Switch 1 to Switch 2, but end of the day, this was still in development for Switch 1 at the same time as Switch 2, so it's not going to be a massive change. You might find the massive change in the next Pokemon game, or like a decent enough change, but at the end of the day, this is still something that was in development for both consoles, whereas more like the next Pokemon game isn't going to be. It's more likely probably going to be a Switch 2 exclusive. Unless they decide to have them work on a Switch 1 version to try and get some more money out of people, which won't surprise me. But you have to wait and see when they announce the game.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do announce one, I'm definitely probably losing my Switch for a bit. Fucking hate and be like, I want to play it. For fuck's sake, yeah. Play it while I'm asleep. But yeah, say, there's been a lot of complaints, but little nitpicks. Let's say the graphics, fucking the map and shit like that. Dialogue from characters.
Yeah.
You can nitpick most fucking games, but I feel like it does its job of being a Pokemon game. And
absolutely.
There you go. For people that are Pokemon, are just there for just like, want to play Pokemon. Yeah. Yeah, I understand like maybe certain Pokemon fans probably do want this upgrade.
Yeah.
And I can understand that. And yes, I agree. It would be cool. But I still think this game does the job it needs to do, which is continue on from X and Y, and also being this, obviously, debut Pokemon game for Switch 2, while also still being this Switch 1 title at the same time. It does its job.
It does really good.
I wouldn't say it's my favourite Pokemon game, but at the same time, I wouldn't say it's my least favourite Pokemon game. I still had enough
It's fun. Getting up there.
It's just fun. It's as simple as that. It's fun.
Absolutely.
If you were to actually give it a rating, Alex, what would you give it? Like you're asked to.
S 10 or 5?
Yeah, 10.
I'd say it's like, it's around an 8.
Great minds think alike, son.
It's a lot better than some of the games that we've been getting. Especially for like, quality-wise.
So especially for it being a smaller map, a smaller, compacted game as well.
Like, I think I put more hours into ZA than I've done in Scarlet and Violet. because it's just, I just, they don't hook me.
So it's crazy that the Legends titles seem to be doing better than the main series titles.
Yeah.
Arceus was a breath of fresh air for the series.
Yeah, and then almost this, like a Breath of Wild.
And then this obviously, again, changed the game entirely. I say, don't get me wrong, I think Scarlet and Violet was pretty fun. It was still fun in the game. There's still a lot to it, but it still had a lot of issues as well.
Yeah, which they didn't really fix.
Yeah. Whereas I haven't really had any issues with this game, which is great.
No, neither have I. But yeah, I'd say an 8.
Well, I'm going to agree with you with an 8 then. I say that's my mindset since I've been playing. It was like, I feel like an 8 out of 10 is like a decent score.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a 9. I don't think it's any lower than an 8 either. I feel like an 8 is like the perfect place for this. Because I say...
At a low point, I would say 7.5. But that's as low as I'd say.
My only like complaint is just better megas, really. That's my main complaint. So I say I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the characters. I enjoyed the gameplay. I enjoyed the amount of content that's in this game. Because I was explaining when obviously the new game came out, and I was talking to someone from work who obviously I managed to get into. I can't remember if it was the Scarlet and Violet games or it was the Sword and Shield ones, but obviously I remember playing Scarlet and Violet, and I was talking to him about it at the time, and I was talking to him again this time about this game. And obviously I explained all this stuff, and they were like, well, it seems like there's a lot in this game for what it is. And I was like, yeah, it is. It's a more smaller, compact area, but there's so much going on in terms of stories you can do. I feel like it's getting there. It's just not there yet. I feel like what's holding it back for me with this one, is definitely the megas. And so that could, on a bad day, drag it further down to, that 7.5 region. But I feel like an 8 is just a perfect place for it.
Yeah.
Anything else you can think of you want to bring up about this game? Or...
No. I feel like they could have waited a bit for the DLC to be announced.
Yeah, it was literally like before. That's another nitpick there then, really. I mean, it got announced before the game even came out.
Yeah.
And then they've released it earlier than they originally were going to release it.
Mm.
It was February, wasn't it? Originally.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think when they first announced it was February. And then they dragged it forward to December now. It's just like,
so why? It's just... I'll wait and see.
Yeah, I'd say I'm not getting it on launch. I might get it in the new year at some point.
Yeah.
Depends on if I hear anything. Like if I hear like decent enough about it, like it's a decent little expansion, then I might pick it up. But I say...
Have you not got it?
I haven't brought it now.
Oh. Well, I'll let you know.
Okay, you let me know then. I'll be playing it
when I'm at yours.
I haven't bothered buying it. I've had other games that are like I want to buy more than the DLC for this. So it's one of those ones where I was like, I was planning to get the DLC on launch when it was originally coming out, but for the fact they pulled it forward, I'm just like, no, I'll wait. I'll wait till play after Christmas. I mean, even Hayden said the same thing. She's not getting it straight away.
Well, like I said, I'll be playing it either at yours or you know.
Yeah. And so just let me know. Just let me know. The audience can also let us know if they've played the DLC, because this goes out after the DLC comes out, if they've played it and what they thought of it. Yeah. Let us know in the comments below. Obviously, if you've played Legends ZA, let us know as well your thoughts on the game below.
What do you get a rating of?
Exactly. Did you play it on Switch 1, Switch 2? And I'm making up a Switch 3 right now.
Bit soon.
Wouldn't surprise me to have a Nintendo. but yeah, obviously, I can't think of anything else to say. Obviously, you can check out Legends EA playthroughs on both our channels. Actually, I did the first like error in a little bit, obviously across two videos. Alex actually has the game from start to finish. Have you done start to finish yet, or are you still doing it?
Not just yet.
Still doing it.
I took a little tiny time with my partner was off, so. Yeah.
Took a little break, basically.
Yeah, and I just haven't restarted up yet.
Just yet. But obviously, you've still got quite a few videos out, so there's plenty to catch up on before you get around to it. So obviously, Those will be linked in the description below. If you're watching this on YouTube, obviously you can also check our other Pokemon content. There's fucking plenty across these two channels.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty to keep you entertained. Obviously, if you're not watching on YouTube, you can obviously listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Audible, Amazon Music, etc., etc. And so don't forget to check out Alex's channel, Geeky Bear.
Yep.
That will be, again, linked below. Obviously, I'll do all the links, as always, in the description below. You can find them all there. Or if you just go to this channel, you can just fucking go all the way to the bottom, and there he is, Geeky Bear. But other than that, I can't really think of much else to say. Obviously, thank you for joining me, Alex.
This has been an
interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Now we can actually play some games.
I need to blow my nose.
Well, perfect timing then. So obviously, we both hope you've enjoyed, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Yep. Ciao.